The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, March the 20th, 2017. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 145th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: iBerkshires ran an announcement by the Pittsfield Shakespeare in the Park of their summer production, Twelfth Night, in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, in July and August. The Stage ran an informative little piece on how to audition for Shakespeare. Good stuff. Alatea.org ran a piece titled, What Shakespeare Taught Me About Being Both a Hero and a Jerk, which was really an investigation about how Prince Hal Henry V was both a hero and a jerk. Playbill ran a cool piece on Container Globe, a plan to create a portable globe theater with shipping containers. The Boston Globe ran a great profile of a Massachusetts fifth grade teacher who brings a deep interactive dive into theater and Shakespeare for her students. Great stuff there. American Theater ran the announcement by the Oregon Shakespeare Festival of their 2018 season, including Henry V, Othello, Romeo and Juliet, Love's Labor's Lost, and a play called The Book of Will, a comedy about two friends of Shakespeare's who compile the first folio of his work. The New York Times also covered the announcement, focusing on the same-sex production of Oklahoma that artistic director Bill Rausch will be helming. The Eagle ran a preview of the then-upcoming Shakespeare-themed pub crawl in downtown Bryan, College Station, Texas, presented by the New York Shakespeare Exchange. Shakespeare, as they call it, will hit multiple bars where the actors will perform scenes from Henry VI Part II, Comedy of Errors, and Cymbeline. And finally, DC Metro Theater Arts reviewed The Taming of the Shrew by Chesapeake Shakespeare Company, running through April the 9th in Baltimore, Maryland, calling it bawdy and fantastic. Now, let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On March 14th, 1879, Albert Einstein was born. No Shakespearean connection that I know of, except, well, you know, they were both geniuses. March the 15th is the Ides of March, baby. The Ides were the midpoint of the month, and of course, the Ides of March kind of plays, you know, sort of big deal in Julius Caesar. On March 16th, 1485, Anne Neville, that Lady Anne that Richard III married, died. She was the daughter of Richard Neville, 16th Earl of Warwick, also known as the Kingmaker. She married Edward, Prince of Wales, the son of Henry VI, but he was killed at the Battle of Tewkesbury, depending on the story you believe, either by George, Duke of Clarence, or all of the York boys. She would then marry Richard, Duke of Gloucester, which made her King of England when he became King Richard III. She died some 5 months before he did at the Battle of Bosworth Field. Though she probably died of tuberculosis, rumors were circulated and then picked up by Shakespeare that Richard was behind her death. There are three dates of note for March the 17th. In 1473, James IV, King of Scots, was born. He was the great-grandfather of the future King of England, James I, who was also known as James VI of Scotland. Also, on this date in 1967, Chimes at Midnight, the Falstaff movie starring and directed by Orson Welles, taken from the second tetralogy as well as a line or two from both Merry Wives of Windsor and Raphael Holinshed, was finally released in the U.S. I can say finally as it was shot in both 1964 and 65 and had premiered at Cannes in 66. And on March 17th, 1058, Lulach, King of Scotland, died. In the history of Scotland, as opposed to Shakespearean version, Lulach was the son of Lady Macbeth by an earlier marriage. Thus, he was Macbeth's stepson, who succeeded Macbeth after his death at the Battle of Lumphanan in August of 1058. He was assassinated and the crown usurped by Malcolm, son of Duncan, only a few months later, events ignored completely by Shakespeare. On March 18th, 1496, Mary Tudor was born. She was daughter of Henry VII and became queen consort of Louis XII of France. She later married Charles Brandon, 1st Duke of Suffolk, and through him was the maternal grandmother of Lady Jane Grey, who ruled for about a week in 1553. On March 19th, 1930, Paul Robeson became the first black actor to play Othello in a century, when his Othello opened on Broadway at the Savoy Theater. His portrayal has been said to be one of the greatest of the 20th century. On March 20th, 1413, King Henry IV died at the age of 45. The former Henry Bolingbroke, his rise to power, was depicted in Richard II, his reign, and the Percy Rebellion in the first part of Henry IV, and his death in the second part of Henry IV. And that was your week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending March the 20th, 2017. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the Real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week.